Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And on that note, as always weekly, I am joined by Ans van Rensburg, who's the clinic manager at Dis-Chem Baby City. Hello, Ans. How are you today?
Good morning, Yolande. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
No, I am great. Since we've been talking about self-care today, I would say is the word. Moms making sure that they're taking care of themselves and how you can lose some weight to get your energy back after pregnancy.
Yes, it's a very interesting topic, and it's something that we often see in our clinics where patients recently gave birth, and then they come to our clinics asking questions about what they can do to lose the weight after birth. And something that's really important to take into consideration is that oftentimes we see that patients struggle to lose weight or even gain weight after they have given birth. And it's really important to look at the patient holistically and to take a full history to understand why the patient is struggling to gain weight, what their goals are, and also to rule out any underlying other conditions such as diabetes that could have been diagnosed during pregnancy. So another factor that we also look at is postpartum depression, which can also lead to weight gain after pregnancy. So the weight gain is sometimes, or a difficulty to lose weight is sometimes a symptom of something else that we need to diagnose, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, I love it as always, Ans, that you guys are always looking at the full picture, because that's really something that maybe we didn't speak about, is that sometimes that weight gain, because you are so in the hustle and bustle of new parenting that, you know, you're snacking. It's kind of, I said to Lisa earlier that in some ways I feel it's an inevitable slope that you're going down as a mom after birth, that you are going to gain weight whether you want to or not.
Absolutely.
But it's like you said as well, it could also be an even more extreme example and a symptom of something completely different. So I love the fact that you're mentioning that, because I definitely think that is often the case.
Definitely. And one thing I always say is that sometimes parents have such a hard time adjusting to this enormous change in their life. Having a baby is very exciting, but it is a huge change that happens. And sometimes they really struggle and they don't seek help. And if you have any difficulties, if you have any challenges, any questions, uncertainties, it's really important to speak to your healthcare provider so that you can have all the questions answered. And also remember that the things that you are maybe struggling with or uncertainties or insecurities also that you might have, you are definitely not alone. I can promise you that most women or sometimes even the dad are going through these exact same things. So don't feel that you are, don't isolate yourself, don't feel that you are alone and struggling, and whether that is with weight gain or with whichever other problem, rather come speak to one of our nurses and we can certainly help you.
And I mean, I think it's like a weekly theme, this, like reminding people of how wonderful it is to go to a Dis-Chem Baby City clinic as well for the support that you have. Because sometimes it's not as, I mean, I was mentioning that with Chai FM, I feel like we have like such a nice community that we're part of, and lots of people are part of it. But when it comes to something like weight gain, it is a very personal thing. And to sometimes tell or get help from your community in that sense is a little bit awkward. So having, I wouldn't say a stranger necessarily at Dis-Chem, but having someone else that's not personally involved with you and having these discussions might actually be easier.
Definitely. And it's all about getting an objective, knowledgeable opinion sometimes on our own health that guides us on the right path. And we all have those friends that had recently had a baby, and it feels like they lost all the weight and they returned to their weight pre-pregnancy. It feels like within a few weeks. And so there are often these expectations that I feel that a lot of women put themselves through to lose all of the weight as quickly as possible. But it's also about losing weight healthily and doing it properly so that you don't do any damage to your self-esteem as well as to your diet.
Great. As always, Ans, it was wonderful having you. I will speak again to you next week.
Thank you, Landy. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.